This is Josh.
Hey, Josh. It's Gail at Local Splash. How are you this morning?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thank you. Did you have a good weekend?
I did.
Good. I'm glad to hear that. Would you have about 15 minutes right now? I could finish getting you all set up.
This info
I need to gather. Okay, good. I figure I tried to get you on Friday, and you must have been just slammed, it sounded like, or seemed like.
Yeah, I was.
Yeah, no worries. So we'll finish getting you all set. So let me see. We got... I'm just going to re-verify. I think we got all of your personal information right. Company name, Gutters Over Texas, right?
Correct.
And I don't remember. Is there an Inc. or an LLC behind that?
LLC.
Okay, perfect. Let me fix that. And then we decided 108 Trophy Drive.
Correct.
Bergheim 78004. Perfect. I'm just grabbing some other things here that I need to check off. Let's see. Best phone number must be your 830-446-1944.
Correct.
Perfect. All right. There it is. Oh. I'm double-checking things as I go. As the lead on your account, part of my job is to make sure that we've got all of your information exact. No typos, no errors, no nothing. So I'm just double-checking a couple of things, make sure I've got it. Everything filled in right. Okay. Josh, refresh my memory. Are we rebuilding your website?
I think you said something about...
Yep. You've got a really good website already, but I'd like to rebuild it.
Right, yeah, no, that's fine.
Okay, cool. That's what I thought.
While y'all are doing that, can we change the phone number and email address and address on there?
Yeah, we sure can.
Because I think right now it's all set up under a different phone number, which is fine. I mean, I still get those phone calls, but I'd rather it be my other number.
Oh, gotcha. The number that's on your site. Oh, I see it. 210-710-7484. Where did those calls go? I mean, where are they routed from or through?
Those go to my dad.
Oh, gotcha.
We had his number in there and everything to start out with.
Okay. I gotcha. Yep, absolutely. We can change all that over to your 1944 number. Sure.
Okay,
perfect. And then, let me see, so I want to list all your services. We're just going to say gutters as our category. And then I'm going to say gutter cleaning, gutter inspection. I'm just pulling these from your site. Installation, maintenance, repair.
Leaf screen.
Oh. Gutter leaf screen. I guess I can't spell this morning. Oh, my gosh. I fixed it. I spelled screen wrong. Should we say rain gutter guards, too? Okay. Can you think of any other way to say your services? Any that I missed?
No, I think you got them all.
Perfect. Okay. And let's go ahead and set up your onboarding call. So this is a call with your technician. And first, they're going to do quality control. One more double check that I got everything right. And then they'll go over what you want on your website, what you don't want, how to get photos to us. They'll get you into your reporting dashboard. So we block an hour for the call, but it typically only takes 25 to 30 minutes. Wow, today is booked. Let's look at tomorrow. I like to schedule it at your earliest convenience because it's a call that really puts us to work. After your tech has spoken with you, they'll have a direction in which to go to build your campaign. And that's when we really dive in and start working. So the only one I've got today, I've got a 1 o'clock today. Oh. Or a 4 o'clock. Or tomorrow, it looks like you could have just about any hour on the hour starting at 10 a.m. Anything in there work for you?
Yeah, let's do tomorrow at 11.
You got it. All right, let me grab that appointment. Whoops, there we go. You said 11.
Correct.
Okay, perfect. Let me grab that appointment, and then I'll let you know. I'll have an email come in your direction in just a minute. But I have to build it first.
Okay. All
right, there we go. Copy and paste is a lifesaver, I tell you.
Definitely.
I think maybe I should have practiced typing before work this morning. There you go. So there's an email on the way to you. The subject line is local / CIE. And that it's a calendar appointment. Let me know when that makes it to you.
I got it.
Perfect. If you could open that up and then
accept.
Yes, please. Glad you could read my mind. I was trying to type and talk at the same time again. Go. Update down my end. How did it get to be the middle of November? I would like to know.
I know, it's crazy.
It is. I mean, every time I look up, it's like later.
Yeah.
And then, let's see. You had a Facebook business page, right?
No.
Oh, you don't? Okay, no worries. And I don't think we needed one. So, also what I'm doing right now is I'm gathering all the links and everything that your tech is going to need when you guys talk tomorrow. So I'm grabbing like your website link and things like that so that they've got at least a kind of an outline of which way to go when they talk with you.
Right. Okay. And then I needed to change or add more to like areas that we serve on.
Oh, gotcha. Okay. Okay. Perfect. Okay, there we go. Good. Got it. And then, Josh, I'm going to send you a couple of texts. They're going to be in backwards order a little bit, but where did it go? I need to send you a link on our call tracking just so you've got some more info. There we go. I had to find that link, though. So I'm going to just text that to you. Then if you care to, you can go look, see how the call tracking works. Learn more about it if you got time. If not, not earth shattering. And then you've got an optional item. It's already included, so there's no additional cost. It's our Splash app. So it's an app that you would download from the Play Store. It installs on your existing cell phone. The app itself would have its own unique phone number that's local to you. So what most of our clients will do is they'll use the app and the app number as their business line, and then keeping their personal cell separate. Now, the other cool thing is as you add on employees or crew members, you can have unlimited additional numbers. So in other words, let's say you hire Joe Dirt and he's got a cell phone, he installs the app, he'd have his own unique number again on the app and have him use that for business. Let's say later you have to fire Joe. He's doing something horrible, you gotta fire him. All you have to do is let us know and we can cut his line off immediately, which would mean he'd no longer have access to your other employees. He wouldn't, you know, be a cancer among your employees, wouldn't get to your clients. Is that something you're interested in trying?
No, not right now.
No worries. If you change your mind, all you have to do is let us know. Put a no on there. Okay. Taking everything off as we go here. We're looking good. And for us to contact you, Josh, do you prefer phone, text, or email? Or
I
any
guess,
of the above?
Yeah, any of the above works.
Okay, perfect. Thank you. And then what would you like to show for your hours of operation?
8 to 5.
And Monday through Friday?
Yes.
Perfect. And then on your website, would you like us to add payment integration? So if you use like Cash App, Venmo, Zelle, PayPal, we can incorporate those into your website so that you can have people go to your website to pay you. There's no additional cost for us to do it.
Sure.
Okay.
So the only thing I use, my personal ones on all that.
Okay.
So maybe not.
So, okay. No worries. I'll just put not at this time.
Yeah.
And same thing. If you ever do decide that you want it on there, included is free maintenance on your website. So, I mean, that's, if you want payment integration added, that counts as maintenance. If you want photos changed out, anything like that, you can let us know.
Okay.
All right. And then we're going to set up a security challenge question and answer. And so before I do the question and answer part, a couple of things for you to know. We don't ever call you asking for more money. With increased visibility, you may get calls from who knows who, the dude sitting in his underwear in his mom's basement for all I know. But we've had enough instances where somebody will call one of our clients after they've gotten some more visibility and say, you need to pay us whatever it is, a flat dollar amount or a subscription in order for your website to do this or this. Just know you're free to accept or decline as you see fit. I mean, if you see value in whatever they're offering. But your decision either way is not going to affect the work that we're doing or what I've told you is going to happen. So don't get sucked in that way. But also, we've had enough instances where it's really vague and our client couldn't tell if it was us or not, and they got roped into spending money that they didn't need to spend. So what I would suggest is anytime you get a call like that, or even if you get a call from somebody here at Local Splash and we say, hey, it's OJ calling from Local Splash, I would ask the challenge question and make sure they have the answer before you let them into your account. Make sense?
Okay. Yeah.
Okay. All right. So we've only got three choices. Mother's maiden, the city we're born in, or first pet's name. Which would you rather?
We can go with the maiden name.
And what is that, please?
Brandon.
Just like the boy's name, B-R-A-N-D-O-N?
Yep.
Perfect. Thank you. Let me put it in here so it exits it back out. Good. good thing it hasn't done. Makes me type it twice. That's a good thing.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, let's get you caught up on texts quick. Just to make sure you've got me in your phone, I'm going to resend you my contact info.
Okay.
Then I'm going to send you customer service so you've got them. That's where you'll reach your technician. Okay, let's see what else we got. And your address is a home address, right, Josh?
Correct.
Okay, so we'll make sure it's not published on your Google Business profile.
Okay.
All looks good. All right, so there should also be an email somewhere hiding in your inbox. This is Local Splash Initial Invoice.
Okay, hold on one second. Let's see.
And it would have been sent to you. What day did we run your card through to hold your listing? Let's see here.
Yes, I got it.
Okay, perfect. If you'd open that up, please, and then about four sentences in, is click here to accept. And I'm going to walk you through the clicks because I actually have to read it to you anyway.
It says the link you're trying to access has expired.
Oh, well, good grief. Let me see if I can resend it. All right. On its way again. Let's see if it does what it's supposed to.
Was it the thing that I needed to sign?
Yes. Oh, you did it already. Never mind.
Yeah.
That's why. Okay, perfect. Did I read that to you? Do you remember?
I don't know. I don't think
okay.
so.
I don't think I did either. So it's the voice verification. It's required of us as Google Premier Channel partners. It is recorded, and it's attached to your file as an added form of protection for you. So it outlines the services that Local Splash is going to provide. So in order to ensure the accuracy of your order and for the sake of the recording, please state the full name of the business as it should read on the first page of Google.
Gutters Over Texas, LLC.
And please state your name and title within the business.
Joshua Tindall, owner.
And are you authorized to enter into this non-binding agreement on behalf of the business?
Yes.
And are you the authorized user on the billing of this account?
Yes.
In order to ensure the accuracy of your order and to get the best results, it is important that you're actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive within 24 business hours to communications coming from Local Splash?
Yes.
In hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Yes.
Your payment for the initial term and account setup were charged on November 10th, 2022 in the discounted non-refundable amount of $298, the breakout of which is $199 for your first month and a one-time $99 setup fee. Going forward, your monthly flat rate is $199, to which there are no hidden taxes, additional click fees, call fees, or charges of any kind. This is a recurring payment that will take place again on the 10th of each month. Should you choose to pause or discontinue for any reason, you may do so by contacting client support at least 3 business days prior to the billing date. Do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Perfect. Thank you, Josh. You are all set. That was pretty painless. Congratulations.
All right. Thank you.
You're very welcome. So I'll call you tomorrow to get you all settled in with your technician, get everything going for you. Any last questions for me before I let you back to your day?
Nope, that's it.
All right. Well, go get them, and I'll watch for you to be on first page.
All righty. Thank you.
Awesome. Thank you, Josh. Have a good week.
You too. Bye.
Thanks. Bye-bye.